At the San Diego-Tijuana border yesterday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions outlined a zero-tolerance policy toward people who enter the U.S. illegally. Standing by a border barrier that juts into the Pacific Ocean, Sessions spoke to reporters.
If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
You can hear a protester shouting through a megaphone in the background there. The point Sessions made about the possible separation of children from their parents after crossing illegally took many immigration advocates by surprise. Bill Holston is the executive director of the Human Rights Initiative of North Texas. That's a nonprofit that offers free legal services to asylum seekers, including unaccompanied minors. He joins us now to talk through this change. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
So did what the attorney general said yesterday catch you by surprise?
Well, no. Actually, the administration has been signaling this action for some time, and it continues to be another example of them criminalizing what really should be a humanitarian issue.
So under this plan, where would kids go if they are separated from their parents after crossing the border illegally? Where would the kids go?
Well, of course, I don't know what the plan is for the administration, but under federal law, including litigation that's been brought in the past that resulted in the Flores settlement, the federal government is required to treat children differently than adults. And the way that's been practiced in the past is that children are kept in detention in the least restrictive means possible, and those are often shelters that are less. There's a pretty wide range of those shelters. The one we have locally here in Dallas is much more like a shelter and is less a jail-like, although that's not the case at every place in the United States.
In general, do parents and their children who have been separated, do they have any contact? Are they allowed to see or talk to each other?
Yes, although it's very limited. Of course, you know, most of these federal detention facilities are operated by prison contractors, and they're, of course, concentrating on spending the least amount of money possible on incarcerating people. And so there's a lot of limits on people's rights. So there was a pretty well-known example of that earlier this year with a woman from Congo who was an asylum seeker and separated from her 7-year-old daughter for several months, which resulted in an ACLU lawsuit. And that mom was eventually able to talk to her 7-year-old child by a telephone, and I think on occasion by video conferencing, but it was very, very limited.
When parents and their kids are separated, I'm wondering about the legal proceedings for each. I mean, is there an effort made to try to have them time-wise at roughly the same time or on parallel tracks so that they might have a resolution for each at roughly the same time?
Well, no, I don't think so. I say yes, because I think the purpose of the administration is to rush both of them through the process as quickly as possible and without regard to their rights. But the question that this begs is the mom, often this is a mother, although you also have dads that are in the situation, but the parent and the child have separate legal cases, and they may in fact have completely separate legal processes that would determine those cases. I mean, a kid, for instance, might be entitled to a special immigrant juvenile status visa that the mom wouldn't have any benefit from, or a kid might have an asylum case. Let's say it's a teenager, and what happened to the kid in their home country was very different than what happened to the parent. And so it's not really the fact that they're a parent and child doesn't necessarily mean their case is identical. Actually, often they're not.
Right. Bill, do you believe that this policy will serve as a deterrent? Having the attorney general say, if you cross the border illegally, we will separate your family. I mean, does that matter to people who are coming here?
No, because it completely ignores the reality of why people do the things they do. They're acting in desperation, and many of these people are fleeing violence levels that approximate war. Well, they're going to do whatever it takes. You know, we've had a year of increased enforcement and increased rhetoric about immigrants and rhetoric around individuals claiming humanitarian relief, and it hasn't deterred people yet. They're going to do, a parent is going to do whatever it takes to get their child to a safe place. And if that means they get locked up in detention and separated, then my guess is that they'll do that because it's safer than what they're fleeing.
All right. That's Bill Holston, Executive Director of the Human Rights Initiative of North Texas. Bill, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. Take care.